Today on Kuf Samach Tes, we want to look at the other side of the coin, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is the Musag of Tzadik Varalo, and that's Torah Shebal Peh. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Tzadik himself, Tzadik Gomer. He was born with a bris already. When he was born, the Oragonus came back into the world. Lumasai Rabbi Akiva Haya Ben Gairim. He was a ger, ben gairim, himself wasn't a ger, was a ben gairim, family without too much yichus. Moshe Rabbeinu came from a very choshev family. He was an am haaretz, not only that, but he had a terrible hatred for talmid echachomim. Begil arvayim sheyitchil, yilmoid etzel, melamed da'adaki, several bizyonos. When he turned 40, he went to learn in Cheda. Suffered terrible bizyonos. Chay b'doichek b'nius, neira im ishto rochel. Lived in indescribable poverty and suffering together with his wife Rochel. Alise aruchnias haisi retzufa b'ma'avokim kashim. Kashim zochel ha'amit chav dalet elef talmidim. He was, it's hard to say this, it's almost the kashela giditas. You think about what happened here. He raised 24,000 Talmidim. That's a lot of yeshiva. Like every big yeshiva today has got 1,000 Talmidim. 24 of those yeshivas, all the Talmidim died in the space of 64 years. Try to imagine such a thing today, Rachman of Itzla. Kula Meisu Batoktiku Vakatzara. Boom, 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 24,000 Talmidim. There's a kashela gift. Besof Yom Sarkis Besoriba Maskoira Shal Basil, the Shiklis Besoriba Makri. And then we know how he died. Not a very pleasant way to go. The flesh scraped off your bones with iron coals. We need Rabbi Akiva Enu Shol Shayla Kulshu Oyus Matsova. He's got no kashas, Rabbi Akiva. Moshe Rabbeinu's got a kash on Rabbi Akiva, but he himself has no questions. He was happy about it. He was actually anticipating it and working and preparing for it. When they took Rabbi Akiva out to kill him, Zman Kriya Shema Hayo. It was Zman Kriya Shema. The first Kriya Shema, the second Kriya Shema, Zman Kriya Shema. They were busy scraping the flesh off his bones with metal coat. He was busy with other things. He had other things in his mind. He had to be Makabal or Malchu Shemayim. It's Man Kriyashma. Amrud da Talmidov, Rabbeinu Ad Khan? What exactly the question was is not clear. We have to understand. Well, basically, they were asking him, even under these circumstances, you have to be holding by such levels of Kabbalah's Malchus Shemayim. Amalehem. Every word he has critical. Kol yomai hayiti mitstar al posuk ze. All my days, I was very bothered, mitstayer, about this posuk b'kol nafshecho. You have to love Hashem b'kol nafshecho, afilu noiteles nafshecho. Even if they take your life, as a mati, matay yovili day vaikimenu, when am I going to have an opportunity to show this dedication, this love to Hashem? Matay yovili day vaikimenu. All these days, this is his biggest problem. Just if you look up and worry today, what are you worried about? This is what was worrying him. When am I going to be able to give up my life as kiddush Hashem? That was his biggest problem. Okay? Hayumarich be'echot atshiyotzus anishmosay be'echot. When he came to the Echad in Shema, he stretched it out and the neshama went out. Be'echad, lots of pirushim, what all that means. Yotzes Abaskol v'amro. Abaskol went out and said, I don't know who heard the Abaskol, but Abaskol went out and said, Ashreicha Rabbi Akiva sheyotze nishmoscho be'echad. Okay, just take a look at it today in Brochot Samach Aleph Amud Beis. Ein Sham, big sugya. But that was Rabbi Akiva. Chazal Maganin Lanu Baruch Kodshom Dvorim. Chazal, yeah, teach us something that comes from the, how do I explain, the beginnings of the world. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, v'shah sh'ol ha-moyshe l'moro, motzo ha-kodesh boruch hu sh'yeshe v'koshik torim l'oysus. When Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim for the 40 day, he went to Yeshiva Shemayim for 40 days. When he went there, he found HaKadosh Baruch Hu sitting there and decorating the letters with crowns. Moshe was busy, did a little final touches to the Luchos, to the Sefer Torah. He was putting crowns on the letters. Amal Afanav, so Moshe said to Hashem, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, Mi ma'akev al yadcho? What does that mean? Don't really know. Mi ma'akev al yadcho?
Holding you back.
Who's holding you back? What does that mean? I mean, who's holding back? What are you doing with the crowns? Mi ma'akev al yadcho? Who's holding you back? Don't exactly know what he means. Amalo. From the context, I could translate it, but that's not the words say. Anyway, he said to him, Amad Echad Yesh La'osi Diyais Besoif Kamadoiris. There's the yid that's an Adam that's going to be in the end of one of the Doiris. Vakiva ben Yosef Shmon. His name's Vakiva ben Yosef. Shasid Nidresh. I've called Kites for Kites. You see, those two words have been bolded. You'll see why soon. Tilay tilin shel alochus. From these little crowns that I'm putting on the oysos, there's a yid, a kiva ben yosef, who's going to come along. And on every kites of kites, and every one of these little spitzim that I did on top of the letters, he's going to darshan out buckets and buckets of alochus. I'm going to fall off. So Moshe Ben is very intrigued. A rabbi shalenem haroli. Can I see him? I want to have a look into the future and see what he looks like. Amaloi, so Hashem said to him, Chozel la'achorecha, go back. Go back. Go back where he was. He was in Shemayim. Go back. Go back. Holoch v'yoshev v'soiv shmoyne shurois. He went and he sat at the back of the eighth row. V'lo ha'yoyede ma'oimim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put Moshe Rabbeinu to the Kibushia. The Kibushia was the Kibushia. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Rabbi Moshe Rabbeinu, go sit in the Shia. Listen to the Shia. So he sat at the back of the Shia in the eighth row, and he didn't have a clue, not a clue, what Rabbi Kiva was teaching. Look at that moment of it. Didn't have that feeling sitting in the Shia or whatever. You got the foggiest idea what the guy's talking about. Not a clue.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what we're talking about. Yeah. Okay. I hope that's not now. I hope this is straightforward. Moshe Rabbeinu is sitting in Rabbi Kiva's Shia, and he feels like we sometimes feel in a Shia.
Oh,
that's what Chazal tell us. Tashas koiches. The moment Chedisha said Tash, Moshe Rabbeinu was like, "Kiven sheigid ledaver echad." He got to a certain thing. He said something. I'm not talmid of Rabbi Menayin Locho. They asked him, "Ravu Shteik, where did you get that from?" As he told him, "Poshut, it's a locha l'Moshe Misina. It's a locha l'Moshe Misina." Nisyav Shadait and Moshe Rabbeinu felt much better. Why I felt better? I don't know. Just because they quoted him as the source. He didn't understand what the guy was talking about. And the source is from you? What's going on? Strange Gemara. Chozo ubo Moshe lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chozo, he went back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Omer lefono. And he said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ribono shel Olam, yeich la'adam kazeh v'ata noten Torah al yodi? You've got a Rabbi Akiva in the world. You have a Rabbi Akiva in the world. And you're going to give the Torah via me? Slicha, you're making a mistake. You got the wrong guy. What does the Kodesh Baruch Hu say to you? Stop. Keep quiet. Kach ole b'machshava lefana. That's what I decided to do. You keep quiet. Ata lo maldon. That's an executive decision that you don't have. This is way above your pay grade, Moshe Rabbeinu. You just keep quiet. Stop. Allah Fano. So Moshe Rabbeinu is not deterred. Simply keep quiet. Rabbeinu Shalayla, Mariyah, say me Torah. You showed me his Torah. Hareni Scharai, what schar does this Jew get? Amalo, Chazal Acharecho. Go back again. The Lord is going back full of it. Anyway, he listened. Chazal Acharecho. I think Chazal Acharecho means I'll take you into his world. Shalom, go back into his world. Rosh Hashanah, Basara B'Makim. So Moshe Rabbeinu watches. He gets into his time machine. He puts it in his time machine. And he goes and he sees the Romans doing what they did to Rabbi Akiva. Now Moshe Rabbeinu is completely, this is off the charts. Those words still ring in our ears today. It bothers us. Amalei, he tells him again, I told you before, stop. Keep quiet. Kach alav ha-machshava lefona. Sort of a whim I had. He doesn't explain to you what's going on. He just says, keep quiet. That's what I felt like doing. Sort of like some random kind of whim that Hashem had. And this is Gemara in Menachos. If you want to go have a look there with the Marshal, let's try and learn it. Let's see what he does with this. You understand this Gemara needs a bit of explanation. You haven't understood anything. Anybody understood what's going on? You have not a clue. But the Gemara tells us what it tells us. We understand what the Gemara did tell us. I think Moshe understood that he was getting a Moshe Kascha in Olam Haba, but he was bothered by what's going on. Yeah, Ellen, you have what to say? He saw it. He was shown it, and he was masking. Avraham Avinu saw it as well, and he said, go for it. But Rabbi Akiva bothered him. We'll see why. After he understood Rabbi Akiva, Moshe Rabbeinu had no problem with us. Let's see. Once you understand this, you'll see again. Because Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't understand Tzadik Veralo. That's why when he sees Rabbi Akiva understands Tzadik Veralo. He was waiting for this. This is the best hour of his life. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, what are you talking about? They told him, is this horror? Let's see what's going on. That's another sugya. I don't know. Could be. I'm not saying not. I don't know.
Hashem showed me schar in this world.
Oh, good question. Was that called schar? Moshe Rabbeinu said, show me his schar. So show me his olam haba. What are you showing me? Yo, hareni schar. So Hashem says, look at the Romans. What's going on here? Hashem didn't understand the question. I want to see schar. Means, where did this guy get to an olam haba? Hashem says, I want you to see this. No. He should have taken him to Olam Haba and showed him Olam Haba. What did he? Or he could have said to him, you can't go to Olam Haba and see what's going on in Olam Haba. You can't see Yisrael. No, he shows him the Romans. Tzarichi and God will know what's going on. Okay. Moshe Rabbeinu Shoyal. Zu Teire v'zu Schore. V'kolosh Baruch Hu L'chayre Einu Meshid Lo. Hashem didn't answer him. He said, please can I see his reward? Hashem shows him what he shows him. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, that's Torah, that's reward. And Hashem doesn't really answer, he just tells him to keep quiet. Moshe Rabbeinu asked a good question. When he answered, Hatam lekahu, v'bechinas ha-Torah shebiksav ein tshuva lekach. In Moshe Rabbeinu's world, which is Torah shebiksav, which is tzadik for tov lo, there is no answer. Because in Torah shebiksav, there is no tzadik v'ra lo. B'nais of lekach, Moshe Rabbeinu yoyshev v'shivosel shebikiva enu meibines dvorot. Another problem we have. Moshe Rabbeinu is sitting in Rabbi Akiva's yeshiva. Velomi vin klum. Rabbi Akiva doyer shall call kites for kites tili tilim shalalochus. What are these called kites for kites? So we always translate them as every little the spitz that's on top of the letter. But a kitesim halolum is samelim es a ka'eva yisuri. These kitesim are thorns. And they represent every bit of pain and suffering. It's called the Kiddush HaKoitz Ovru of Bnei Deiresh or Rabbi Akiva, Dora Chulban. They represent the suffering and the pain of the generation that witnessed the Chulban. That was Rabbi Akiva's generation. When a Moshe Rabbeinu ain't even a Toroso, Hashem can't understand. Moshe Rabbeinu can't understand that Torah. Ki Torah kazu ain't the Toroso shel Moshe. Ulekein tashes paper. That Torah doesn't exist in Torah's Moshe. Ula meidach. However, on the other hand, kishishayle talmidim shel Rabbi Akiva zu minayin lecho. Where did you get this from? Meichna tashoei v'sakoyach nismayach v'surim. Where do you draw the koyach to be happy with the yisurim, and not just to be happy with the yisurim, but to use the yisurim to expand and develop new ideas and chidushim in Torah? Tilim shel alochus, amar lelochom Moshe Sinai. Mikoyach shel Moshe Rabbeinu ani bo. It was there teishiv daitzel shel Moshe. Mamish, a closed riddle legamra. Moshe Rabbeinu lives in a world of tzaddik v'toivlo, and he can't understand Rabbi Akiva's world of tzaddik v'ral. And they're two separate worlds, and they don't get each other. Rabbi Akiva is busy using the yisurim and the pain and the suffering to build more and more and more Torah, tzaddik v'ralo, and he's using it to dash and tili shalaloch. Like the Chazon Ish said, the best kiddushim he ever said was when he was sitting in a bunker in Vilna and bullets were hitting the walls of the bunker. The best learning he ever did. That's a call kites for kites, dashing tilly tilly shell aloch. The Ktaisar Khaisha was written in abject poverty. A Canadian, he didn't own a table. It was a table. You know, he wrote the kites on a plank, in a plank of wood, which he put on some bricks or whatever, and he wrote the Ktaisar Khaisha cup. Sit with a, you know, with an Apple Mac Pro book in front of him, writing the Ktaitza Choshen, you know, in some spa in Marienberg. Abject poverty. The Shigas Arya didn't know that sugar goes with tea. When they offered him, when he became the Rav somewhere, and they brought him a kibbutz to welcome the Rav, they came with sugar cubes and tea. He thought the sugar cube was like a delicacy, so the sugar cubes, and then he drank the tea. They go together. He'd never seen sugar cubes in his life. It was a Shigas Arya already. Never had sugar in his life. They managed to achieve massive things. A cold kites for kites. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, Ech Yecholio. And Rabbi Akiva says, you know how I did that? Thanks, Moshe, I got it from you. And Moshe says, oh, you got it from me? But Moshe understands, because that calms him down. And now he understands what's going on in the world. So we understand over here, nothing. Let's go a bit further. This is fascinating. Moshe Rabbeinu Amnam Einu Meivin is Torosu Shel Rabbi Akiva. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't understand Rabbi Akiva's Torah. Ulam Rabbi Akiva Ubnei Daira Shoyvim Es Koicha Mitoris Moshe. Where did they get the Koyach to make Torah like this? From Moshe. The Lord Torah is Moshe and Loya Yu Matzlichim Lamud Ben Yisayna Sakashim Shimon Askelko. Without the Torah of Moshe, they would never have said, tell me, what do you need Moshe's Torah for then? It's not straight to Rabbi Akiva. What do you mean, Moshe for? No, because without Moshe Rabbeinu, Rabbi Akiva and his door wouldn't have been able to do what they did. Rabbi Akiva and Ibn Ari Akiva, Ishmi Pneesh, Sayyidia, Lanisim, Agluim, Sheosa, Korosh, Bokhol, and Seinu, Bekol, Alpine, Shleis, Torah. Rabbi Akiva and his generation received in an unbroken tradition, Mi Pneesh, about the wondrous things, the missing, the negloim, the geula from Mitzrayim, and everything that happened to our father in the 2,000 years of Torah, the Avram Avinu v'ad Churban. From Avram Avinu to the Churban, they had a Masori. They knew exactly what was going on in the world. From that, they were able to draw the knowledge that there's a loving, caring father here. You can rely on him 100%. You can walk after him betmimus. Because of what you went through, Moshe Rabbeinu, because of the miracles and the giluim and the Kabbalah Satur, everything that you went through, that's how we know. So there's an unconditional loving Abba, yeah? Who's taking care of us, and therefore whatever happens to us, we makabel b'simcha. But without that, you're just dumped into the mud, What are you going to base your emunah and your betochen on? You have to have a Leila Seder. You have to have a Pesach every year to charge those batteries. To know when you're going through the hard times, when you're sitting on a Tisha B'Av, so the Kodesh Baruch Hu that took you out of Mitzrayim is the same Kodesh Baruch Hu that drove you out of Yerushalayim. Oma Marta Shitzes Abatochen Rishona Shal Pi Adam Bavatech Hiskel Emilu Mishalas Liboy. The first level of Betochen. Remember, go back. We had two Shitzes of Betochen. The first level of Betochen is where you get whatever you want. Betochen Zuhu Kli Umachshi Lachanech Es Adam Liftoch Bashem. That's a Kli that prepares you and trains you to trust in Hashem. Like we saw, Chameh told the guy, go buy the lottery ticket. When you buy a lottery ticket, you get exactly what you need to marry for your daughter. Now you've been mechanech in the world of betochen. Now we can take away the lottery tickets. You don't need them anymore. Now you have to go work hard on your betochen. The second shitter, where you buy the lottery ticket and you don't win. But you're still holding by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But without the first stage, you'd never be able to get to the second stage. Without Moshe Rabbeinu, Rabbi Akiva couldn't have started. Once you've had this chinuch, we can take you up a level. Now we can torture you, and you become them besimcha. That's what you get from Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what you get from the first level of betochen, the knowledge that you're dealing with a Kodesh Baruch Hu, who loves you and cares for you. Now you can go up a level. Now you can go up a level and start functioning in the world of Tzadik V'Ra'lo and not lose your way. How do you get this? Where do you do this? Okay. To be continued.